And I hope I have with me on this phone Rabbi Galperin.
Good morning, Ilan.
Oh, good morning. You sound loud and clear.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Baruch Hashem. Thank God.
So,
thank God. Everything is wonderful.
So Purim is behind us. And
Purim is behind us and Pesach is in front of us.
Exactly,
now we're in the middle.
Exactly.
Purim, you know, I just wanted to recap. Purim was absolutely beautiful. We had, even though it was a work night and a school night, and, you know, so many different kids have different extracurricular
yeah.
things that are going on a regular basis.
Yeah.
But even with that, thank God, we had about 120 people sitting down for dinner and entertainer and hearing the Megillah.
That's
it
nice.
Was beautiful, very, very nice.
Yeah,
so,
I had,
thank God.
I had great things about that event.
Yeah. And now we're on to Pesach.
Yep.
Which is in what? In less than 3 weeks?
Something like that. Yeah.
My wife doesn't. My wife is like, no. It's coming in a long time. You know, it's not. We're not ready yet.
So we'll have to dedicate at least 2 interviews to Pesach.
Absolutely, we'll start Pesach next week. Absolutely, because there is so much to talk about in regards to Pesach.
So now we have Parshat Vayachel Pikudei.
That's right. The last 2 portions of Exodus of Shemot, and you know, they primarily deals in regards to the various items contributed by the different groups among the Israelites towards the building of the Holy Tabernacle, the Mishkan, during the journey in the desert. And like I said, obviously this is the ending of the book of Exodus, also known in the commentaries as the book of redemption, because of its, you know, its description of the people of leaving leaving Egypt.
Yeah.
And, you know, when they left Egypt, now they're heading towards receiving of the Torah. And the second book of the Torah concludes by describing the establishment and dedication of the tabernacle, of the Mishkan. And most importantly, the revelation of God's divine presence within it. And the Torah tells us that when the cloud lifted from the tabernacle, the Jews, the Israelites, would set out on their various journey. And this seemingly simple way that happens, and the verse that describes to us, raises really 2 very significant questions. Because number one, what is really the connection between the Jews traveling forward and the establishment of the tabernacle in the desert? They should establish it some other time. Is it better places than in the desert to establish it? As well as why specifically when the Jews were traveling forward. And this information would really be, this whole information about letting us know all this aspects of it should be really more appropriate later in the book of Numbers, in the book of Bamidbar, when it really describes in great detail the various travels of the people of Israel during their 40 years in the desert. They went from one place to the next place. So that's really where it should really be, not really here. That's number one. Number two, the verse implies that the Jews marched towards the land of Israel is really specifically connected to the divine presence leaving their camp in the desert. Only when the cloud lifted do the Israelites keep going and they set out. Why is this so?
And it's not the cloud that we know now. It's a different cloud. It's not the cloud that we have now on Microsoft and
Yes, no.
It's a different one for the listeners.
It's not the iCloud. Yeah. Yes. Very good. I didn't think about that, but yes, very true. Now, the Hasidic masses and the thinking, they really answered by dealing with the ultimate existential nature of creation, because it understands that the tabernacle is to be a paragon for the whole world. What dynamic is at play behind the timing of the Jewish people's journeys? One answer is that there's no great spiritual accomplishment in fulfilling the divine will at a time when God's presence is revealed. In other words, when God is revealed, we don't need to act any more spiritual or have any more accomplishments in that regard. The ultimate goal of existence is to rise up and connect to holiness, even when it's hidden and concealed from us. And the Midrash tells us that God desired a dwelling place for himself in the lower world. In this world down here, not up in heaven, but relative to God, is there truly an upper and lower world? What does it mean that he wants a dwelling place in the lower world? He's infinite. It doesn't make a difference to him, upper world, lower world. It doesn't make a difference. So how is that possible? So what does this mean that, okay, great, that we have the tabernacle, that when the cloud lifted, we move, and we make a dwelling place down here, because that's what God wants. But what does God really care where his dwelling place is? That what we really have to understand, what we could understand, is that when God's cloud was found among the Jewish people, and on top of them, his presence was revealed. Then the material world, everything else that was around it, really ceased to be lowly. It had that spiritual aspect to it. It was only when God's cloud, the cloud of God, raises itself higher and higher, then his divine light is no longer revealed, then we can begin the spiritual fulfilling of God's design. And the tabernacle, the Mishkan, bestows upon the Jewish people the strength and the faculties to bring holiness into the world, the ultimate purpose of creation. And if you think about it, it's an extremely relevant message for all of us now, especially in the time of our Jewish history. We are in a spiritual state of exile. There is darkness, there's a lot of cruelty in the world, and the rest of the world needs our best efforts. Even more than before, they need us. They need us to be able to bring the spirituality into the world, to engage in Torah study and fulfilling of mitzvot, to do good things, to be involved in community projects, to help the world to become something better. We have to understand that our ultimate goal and purpose is to illuminate, to shine that the light in the darkness. And how do we do that? Through the Torah and through the mitzvot. Just as the disappearance of the divine cloud from the Mishkan, from the tabernacle, became the sign for us to move forward, so too today, you know, in today's conflicts, they must encourage us and arouse us to dedicate ourselves to God's mission, which is the journey of bringing godliness into this world. And the only way that we can do it is if we get involved. So that's what it means. When God's revelation is lifted from us, the cloud is no longer there, we do not see spirituality, that's when we have to really get involved and really bring spirituality into this world and make this world, which is so dark, a better place with a lot of light. And that's what this week's Torah portion teaches us.
That's good. And services at Shaarei Shamayim Tzedek.
Yeah, we have, but even before services, this Friday night and Shabbat, we have the honor of hosting 30 NCSY, which is a teen group coming all the way from New Jersey. They're coming to Windsor to spend time in Windsor to uplift our community. And there are actually a lot of kids that are high school kids, non-observant kids, that will be here for Shabbat. And so it's going to be really, really beautiful. But evening service Friday night is 7:15. Shabbat morning is 9:30, followed by a kiddush, food afterwards, as well as Sunday is at 8:15 at the shahr, followed by breakfast, and Monday and Thursday, which is going really, really strong this past couple of months, thank God, is at the Paratons, the community minion. So it's open to all.
That's great. Rabbi, I want to wish you Shabbat Shalom.
You too, and I want to wish everyone a Shabbat Shalom, as well as a happy cleaning, starting of the cleaning.
When do you have to start?
as much time as you need. Just make sure you're done before Pesach. So
it depends how much chametz you have at home.
That's right, you know, and kids, you know, it's a really good thing. It gives you the opportunity not only to clean the house, but also give you the opportunity to do a spring cleaning, right?
Yeah.
So it works out well.
That's good. So thank you, and God willing, we'll talk next week.
Yeah, Shabbat Shalom. Next week we'll start, I guess, the series on Pesach.
That's good.
All right, be well. Shabbat Shalom, Ilan.
Shabbat Shalom to you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.